Hello, I'm Jeff Peters. This is Up the League, where we concentrate on matters in the Sky Bet Championship, as well as League One and League Two. It's the final weekend of the season, and for six clubs, it's the biggest one of the lot. We're in every camp ahead of the playoff finals as tension mounts before their big day out at Wembley. In the Championship, it's Hull against Sheffield Wednesday.
It's a huge game for obvious reasons. They made the end of the season a really, truly great spectacle.
For us as players, it's about getting back to the Premier League and trying to show worth against the top, top players.
We know, and my players know exactly what they must do in the game.
I enjoyed it the last time. Obviously, we won, so hopefully the same can happen this time.
The League One final sees Millwall take on Barnsley.
Yeah, big fan of the playoffs. Certainly entertaining, and if you're fortunate enough to win the playoffs, brilliant experience.
We go there, do what you've been doing all season, nothing changes, and if we do that, we'll get the right result.
It sounds daft, but you don't know how you're going to be or what it's going to be like till you're doing it.
All the players will be visualising what happened last time at Wembley, and hopefully we can take that confidence and form onto the pitch on Sunday.
Plymouth and Wimbledon will go head-to-head in the League Two final.
I think that, shown over the season we can score goals. We've got players that want to play in the big occasion.
Obviously, everyone was on a big high the last few days, but now it's time to work.
Now we're at Wembley and I've taken us there. I'm starting to think maybe there's a destiny there for us as well.
To me, it's another game of football. Yeah, okay, there's more riding on it, but it's just another game of football.
We hear from every manager involved and a number of players. It's me and you and the 72. This is Up the League on TalkSport. So welcome to our weekly Sky Bet Football League show. The regular season is done and dusted, and now all that is left is three matches, one in each division, to see who will be celebrating promotion and who will be licking their wounds across the summer. We start with the Championship, Hull City up against Sheffield Wednesday at Wembley this afternoon. The thoughts of Hull's Curtis Davis and Robert Snodgrass in a moment, but first the gaffer, Steve Bruce.
It's a huge game for obvious reasons, and over the years, the playoffs have been dramatic in probably over the they've been going 30 years now, I believe. So somebody told me, I was shocked at that. But they made the end of the season a really, truly great spectacle. So, you know, a big game, big occasion. And you're hoping that we can all enjoy the occasion. Of course, to really enjoy it, you have to win. We'll do our utmost. We've got a squad that has been there before in the last couple of years. Let's hope that's a bit of an advantage.
What's the frame of mind of this group of players going into this game? Because over the two legs of the playoffs, we really saw the Jekyll and Hyde side of this team.
Well, that's been us all season, unfortunately. That little bit of inconsistency is why we didn't challenge Middlesbrough, Burnley and Derby in the last 6 weeks of the season. You know, that Achilles heel we have of, you know, throwing that curveball in, as I've put it. And we nearly threw the biggest one of all here, but when you analyse it afterwards, Derby played very well on the night, and they are a very, very good side in this division.
People hype this game up, they talk about a £200 million game and securing the club's future. For a player, how big is it?
For a player, it's about getting to the Premier League. It's totally different for the clubs. Obviously, the clubs are going to get massive increases in their revenues, of course. But for us as players, it's about getting back to the Premier League and trying to show worth against the top, top players, and that's what we want to do.
In Sheffield Wednesday, you've got opponents who've pushed you pretty close in two league games this season. They've got a red-hot striker. It's going to be a long day at the office, potentially.
It is, and I've said it along, they've been a tough team all season, and the two games against them were very, very close. I think the first game, in the 1-1, they had the first half, we had the second half, and then, unfortunately, the game here was a bit of a dead rubber. I think there was only a Forestieri strike against the bar, and other than that, wasn't much in the game to write home about. But obviously, it's going to be an interesting game to see whether it's a cagey game, whether it's a cagey occasion, or whether both teams go for it from the off. But I'm just hoping that we come out there with a win.
How tough is he to play against, Fernando Forestieri?
He's difficult because he has a licence to do what he wants, I think. In most teams, obviously, you all have that player that plays in the hole, but they usually have a bit more responsibility in a defensive part as well, whereas with him, I think he's sort of allowed to be a free spirit and drift all over the pitch. And when you're a centre-half, it's okay when you've got one striker, but when you've got the one in the hole and he's going wherever, it's very difficult to mark. And then you have to rely on your midfielders, you have to rely on your wide men, your full-backs to make sure he's covered. And because if you do give him too much space, he's a hell of a threat.
How important is this day for you, the opportunity to play at Wembley?
Yeah, it's an important day. I think the players are the last ones sometimes where it's there's a lot of revenue and now everybody's talking about how much money is at stake, but what we want to do is play in the Premier League. We missed the first opportunity. We obviously automatic, and you know, we can't let the second chance pass us by.
And for you personally, given all the injury woes you've had to overcome in the last 2 years or so to get back to playing, first of all, and now have this opportunity, what does that mean?
Yeah, well, obviously, I probably wanted to try and go up automatic and we're in a good position up until a few months back. And, you know, it's been great for me in a personal level. But I says when I came back, had the chat with the manager, and everything was to try and force my way into the team, because the team were doing really well. But when you obviously come back, missing the first half of the season, you know, you also need to come back at a team, but you need to go back in at a level, you know, and these guys were brilliant with me, you know, they helped me along the way and nudged me in, and they weren't getting hard tackles and training, so it was good. But they also gave me the confidence to get back in there, and as I say, the rest was up to me to try and show what I can do, and I found myself back in the team, and I'm going to Wembley.
How do you expect to maintain a level head, if you like?
How do you handle it? It's like any other big game. Once you wake up on the Saturday morning, you wake up and you put yourself into action. You start. It's part of what you do. And, you know, I've been fortunate. I ended up to 1,000 as a player and something like 800 as a manager. So I've, in amongst that lot, I've had a few big games. And this ranks up with, of course, the biggest one for a long, long time because of what's at stake. If you can get into the Premier League now, it can really secure your club with the amount of money which is washing about. It's quite unbelievable. So for a club like ours, it'd make a huge, big difference.
I think one or two people wouldn't be surprised if this one went all the way to extra time and penalties.
If that's got to be it, so be it. I said when we played them in, I think it was October, that's the best Sheffield Wednesday team I've seen for a long time. They've quietly gone about their business with new owners, they've got new manager in, new players, a new group of players, and up the top end of the pitch they've got some very, very good players. So I'm not surprised that Sheffield are there. They'll take a huge following. So it should be a cracking atmosphere and always, as we've said many times, a big occasion.
Because this is a bigger game, well, the biggest of the season, does it follow from that you would expect to turn up as a team?
You always expect to turn up, of course, but that second leg was still a massive game and it was a game that was in our hands and when we nearly threw it away. So it can work anyway, but I'm just hoping that on the day, with our experienced players, be it the players that have played international football, played at Wembley, played Champions League football, Europa League, I'm hoping that the level of this game and how much it means in terms of us getting back to the Premier League, just one win to get to the Premier League, I'm hoping that we have a few more level heads that will allow us to relax and play the football that we know we can play, and hopefully that'll be enough to go and win the game.
Was the trauma of that night, can it be a good thing?
It was a wake-up call, really, because obviously we'd had a couple of good results. We obviously beat Rotherham before that 5-1, and to go to Derby, who had beaten us twice this season, and to turn him over 3-0 in their own backyard, I think the lads thought it was just there for the taking, but to obviously go 2-0 down in the first half hour just shows how football, particularly in this league and at this level, can just be so topsy-turvy. So it's probably the little kick up the backside we needed going into the final, and we know that we need to be bang on our game and not lax like we were in that first half against Derby, because Sheffield Wednesday will be giving everything they've got to get to the Premier League as well.
Carlos Carvalho came somewhat new to the English game. Many of us hadn't heard of him. Were you aware of him before he was...
I have to be honest, I wasn't, but when you look at his CV, then he's been around the block a bit. So he's obviously experienced football in different countries, but certainly he's made a big impression in his first year. He couldn't have wished for anything better, really. The league games were very, very tight. They dropped off us here, and whether that's going to be the same in a one-off and a Wembley occasion, I think, as I've said many times before now, the big word is to perform, and that has got to be the key when you get this far. And you've got to perform on the day at the big stage, on the big level, and make sure the nerves and all the rest of it don't get the better of you. I'm hoping that, in our experience, hopefully that will stand us in good stead.
Any particular player you're wary of? I mean, there's a lot of...
Well, you know...
Forestieri, for instance.
Well, he's one of the outstanding players in the league, so we're aware of that. You have to say Hooper's done extremely well for them since he arrived from Norwich. Two wide lads have got good experience and a good player, so everywhere you look in the squad, if you finish sixth in the division and you've got this far, then you've got good players, which we will respect, of course. But then again, we've got good players too. So it should have all the makings of a really, really good game.
How dangerous is Fernando Forestieri? Is he the type of player that you have to make special plans for?
Well, you have to be aware of him because he's got good ability. You know, he was their marquee signing last summer. I have to say I was a bit surprised that Watford did sell him, because I thought he had a future in the Premier League. Obviously, they've made him available and Sheffield have bought him, and you have to say he's a bit of their talisman.
And what's the state of mind generally of you guys as a group of players? Because in the semi-finals, the first leg we saw the very best of Hull City. In the second leg, we saw perhaps the worst side of Hull City. So how do you approach that?
Well, I think that's the reason why we've not been automatically promoted, because there hasn't been that consistency over the last few months, and that's the truth. We can't go into that game, you know, thinking about, you know, the last game. It's about the Derby and the Rotherham game before. You know, it's all positive. We need to be, because as I said many times on a day, we've proved against Burnley, against Middlesbrough, you know, we've beaten them both comfortably on a day. So we can't get in there thinking about the games that we've not done well in. We need to, you know, obviously realise that we're a good side. We'll work hard this week. We'll put things, obviously, into action come Saturday.
Well, the one thing you always in a big occasion, you've got to enjoy it, because it doesn't come along very often. You know, when you do put your slippers on, when it's all done and dusted, then you look back at the big occasions that you've been involved in. And I remember bumping into Michael Johnson, who played for me at Birmingham, and said to me it was 14 years ago since we got up, and it was the best day of my life in football-wise. So you've got to try and put that across, even though we know what's at stake. The one thing about a footballer that I've got used to is the one thing they don't worry about when they go out to the pitch is money. You know, all this £200 million game for them is to perform at the biggest stage, and who's going to be the hero if there's going to be one of them.
Steve Bruce, Curtis Davis and Robert Snodgrass of Hull City. Now, at the start of the season, Sheffield Wednesday were not among the front runners for promotion, but after finishing sixth and disposing of Brighton in the playoff semi-finals, they find themselves one game from the Premier League. Carlos Carvajal is in his first season in charge at Hillsborough.
I said also before the Brighton game, and also with Cardiff, that we understand the pressure with a positive way, not in the negative way. So what is the pressure? Pressure, why you have pressure? You have pressure because you create something. You are in the final. If you was in the 14th position or 10th position, you don't feel any kind of pressure, because it was in Algarve spending and drink some beers while you was in holiday. So we run a lot, we fight a lot, we play good football, we do this together, and we want this. So don't make sense that if you fight a lot, you run a lot, you play good football, you try to achieve this, and after you have negative pressure. No, to us is a positive. So we was all the time underdogs. So since the beginning, we was, as I tell you, 19th position. We grow up. We jump all the time position. So in this time, we are in the fourth best teams of the competition in this moment. Let's try to do our best now to be the third. We must fight, even we know that it will be a tough game. We know, and my players know exactly what they must do in the game. So this is something that I think will be ready to the very tough game.
Wednesday's top scorer this season is Fernando Forestieri, and he can be the Wembley match winner, according to teammate Barry Bannon.
Yeah, he's a big player, definitely. There's no getting away from that. And that's one of his biggest parts of his game as well. As good as he is on the ball, he's very good off the ball as well, and running it back high up the pitch where he can hurt teams as well by running it high up the pitch. So he'll be a big part of the team on at the weekend, and hopefully he can have a good performance. But like I said, it'll need 11, maybe 13, 14 of us to win the game. It's not just going to be one man, so hopefully everybody's ready to, like, can put on their best performance in their careers on Saturday.
That's not necessarily true of every player of his type, though, is it? You get players who are noted for not doing very much off the ball.
Yeah, that's true. But you see a lot of players that are very good technically that don't, maybe not so good at winning the ball back, and maybe not what he work as hard as others. But I think, I don't know what it is with Fernando, he's been brilliant since he came in the door, and like you said, he's got a bit of everything, and he's got that fight, and I think it might be from probably the size of him as well, where you have to fight that little bit extra, because everyone's maybe bigger and stronger than you, similar to me in a way, where you need to have that extra fight in you to maybe compensate.
Wembley, the big surface, is it going to suit you in a way because of the football that you play?
I think it's two good teams, two very, very good teams going at it on the day, so it'll be, they could say the same for them, it might suit them, they've got good footballers as well as we have, but both teams will be happy with how good the pitch is, because we like to play, both styles are pretty similar in a way, so it'll suit both teams.
You can mix it as well, though, then. Both teams can go long if necessary, you do with Atinuhu coming on. How important is that, that you can vary it?
You can't just have the one plan, obviously. The one plan don't go, then it's a bit messed up. We've got other plans as well as probably Hull have as well, so it's good to be able to mix and, like you said, mix it now again.
What sort of a week has it been? What's the atmosphere been like around here?
It's not really changed, really. Obviously, you try to keep it the same as any other game. You don't want to change things because you don't want to go away from things that have been getting you success through the season. So we've tried to make it as similar to the league games that we've had previous in the season as much as we can. Obviously, things outside of that, because of how big the game is, change that a little. But training-wise and stuff like that, it's been pretty much the same.
Barry, what is the experience like as someone who's played at Wembley before in a match like this? What is it like coming out on that pitch and playing in such a vital game?
It's unbelievable. You can do it year after year, but every time you go out there, it's still the same feeling. It's the best. That's why you want to be in football, really. It's the best feeling you can ever have. So I enjoyed it the last time. Obviously, we won, so hopefully the same can happen this time.
Defender Glenn Leuvens has been with Wednesday for 2.5 years, and he says he's seen a lot of progression at the club in that time.
Yeah, when I first came here, we were fighting relegation. Like I said, the new chairman came in and changed a lot of things, and he brought in the right manager, the manager brought in the right players, and here we are. We're off to Wembley.
How important is the experience of Wembley that you have in the team? I mean, you've been there, and one or two others have won promotion to the Premier League. Is that a factor for you?
Oh, I think it will help you on the day, I'm sure. I think we've got quite a few players who've been there before, so it will help on the day, steady the nerves a bit and help the others where needed.
What sort of a game do you see it being? I mean, you've had two very tight games with Hull, haven't you? Do you think it'll be a repeat of that or something very different this time?
I can't see it's going to be a very open game, so it'll be a tight game, but a good game. And I think that, yeah, well, we have to be on top of this game as to get the win. They've got very experienced players who all been there as well, so it will be a close game, yeah.
From a defensive point of view, as you look out from the back, which are the Hull players that you are particularly wary of?
We've not picked out individuals. We looked at their team, how they play, where we can, prevent them from playing. And, we worked on that, so we didn't really pick out any individuals. And like I said, they've got an experienced team, players who've been there. So I think overall, as a team, they're a dangerous side.
One position there where they may be a little bit weaker this time is in goal, because Alan McGregor is highly doubtful. It's likely he'll be missing. Whereas you have Kieran Westwood, his form, how big a factor is that? Because of the way that he played, for instance, throughout the season, but particularly in that big game at Brighton.
No, we all know that he's a terrific keeper. He saved us many, many times, not only this year, but last year as well, and he's an outstanding keeper, and I'm sure he'll turn up on the day tomorrow when we needed him.
I don't know whether I should mention this, but supposing it goes to penalties, it's going to be important having somebody like him there, isn't it?
Yeah, of course, but don't get too much ahead. If possible, we like to get the game sorted before penalties.
Yeah, and finally for me, is that something you've been working on during training this week?
Yeah, we've practiced a little bit, but as far as you can practice on the day itself, I'm not sure with all the fans. There's a different level of excitement and stuff coming through it, but we did practice on it, yeah.
While they may have surprised some this season, one man who fancied Wednesday to do well was their former player and manager, Gary Megson.
When the new chairman came in and the people that he started to bring in and the way the club was developing, I just looked at the division itself and I didn't see anything outstanding. I thought there were some decent sides, but I saw no team that was outstanding. I thought Hull would actually go automatically. Yeah. But then when I was watching it and seeing what was going on, and especially with the signing of Forestieri, I thought Wednesday could take some stopping, and hopefully it proves the case.
Well, Sheffield Wednesday have been very, very consistent for a long time now. Mm. You can't say that about Hull City, despite the outstanding individuals that they've got. And that seems to be a big difference between them coming into this game.
It does, and I think, I'm sure Steve, although he's he would never say so, and I know him quite well, he would never say that he's disappointed in it. But the players that he's got, and when they can, when they really click,
yeah,
they're the best team in there, I think, in terms of team. But I think they've also, because they will know the best team, and I would imagine that near enough everybody in his squad would expect to be playing the football in the Premiership. Mm. So once they go down, it's a little bit difficult, and it's like you don't want to be critical of his team because they've done well to get where they've got to, but I just look at it and think that them being in the playoffs is entirely different to Wednesday being in the playoffs. Hull, in my view, should have got themselves up with the players they've got and the manager. And that's no criticism of Steve, because he's a good mate of mine, and Mickey Phelan is. It's a criticism of the players. They should have got them up.
How are we calling this game and this result?
No, I don't think you can. Anybody could look at that and say, right, the result go this way. Because, I thought that the game was over when they beat Derby 3-0. And then it ended up as it did. Yeah. That if you'd have asked me the question before that, though, I'd say, Wednesday's really going to have to go some to beat Hull because of the players they've got. But they didn't turn up again. And when push came to shove, they didn't have it to kick on against Derby. But Wednesday did. Brighton really tore into Wednesday. And Wednesday rode the luck at times. But then eventually, they come on and they get, the result in the end was probably a fair result in overall. But the first half an hour, if they'd have scored again, it would have been entirely different. And, Wednesday can bang it up there to Nui. He gets hold of it, calms it down a little bit, and it's a good foil to have.
Depont Chancery, we've not mentioned, even though he deserves an enormous amount of credit. The money's gone in just like he said it would.
He's been brilliant for Wednesday. I wish I'd worked for him. Because he looks that kind of chairman that is a manager's dream. That this is from the outside looking in now. Yeah. That he puts the money in, he knows what he wants, he lets people work, lets them do what they want because that's their expertise, and then judges it from there. But he looks like a proper chairman to me.
Our man in Sheffield, Alan Biggs, asking the questions there. We have full commentary of all three playoff finals across TalkSport and our sister station TalkSport 2. I'll be hosting coverage from Wembley on Sunday and Monday for the League 1 and League 2 finals. Once the Championship playoff final is out of the way, attention will turn to Skybet League 1, where Millwall will take on Barnsley. And just like in the Championship, it's the teams who finished in 4th and 6th who go head-to-head. Here's the Millwall boss, Neil Harris.
I absolutely love the playoffs. I think the guys get automatic promotion, they deserve it. Mm. They deserve it. I finished third in leagues and finished sort of sixth and maybe a long way beyond third and then gone past them and play in the final. And everybody starts the season knowing what the rules are. Yeah, big fan of the playoffs. Certainly entertaining, and if you're fortunate enough to win the playoffs, it's a brilliant experience.
Have you had to sort of readjust your thinking and the players' thinking in terms of your aspiration to go up automatically? Didn't quite happen, as opposed to Barnsley, who got into the playoffs quite late as well.
No, we never felt we was close enough to go up. I think we maybe had one slight chink of light start the middle of April where there was an outside chance, but we all the way along were hoping to get into the playoffs like Barnsley. We never really saw a chance for automatic. We knew teams would have to fall away, and I never thought they would. So this has been the goal all the way along. This was the goal from the start of the season. Two goals was, are we able to grow as a group quick enough to get into this position? And then once you're in there, you're good enough to win it. We've done the first part, get here, and then the second part, then it's a big question mark on Sunday.
You mentioned Sunday, Barnsley beat you home and away and really battered Walsall in that semi-final. Well, what have you made of them during the playoffs?
I know, a good side. There's no doubt in that. They've got some good players. They've, really used the loan market. People talk about overusing the loan market and have too many loan players. Barnsley will be a success in what they've done with it. So we know they've got a goal threat. We know they've got some players that they can hurt you going forward, but so have we. So we're definitely diligent to their strengths, and we focus on stopping them, but also working on ourselves and what we're good at.
And you've had mixed fortunes yourself in some of the playoffs as a player, 2009, 2010, winning and losing. What advice do you pass on to your players who haven't been to Wembley?
I think my job this week is certainly to prepare the players physically, but also mentally, going into the game. So, we look at organising, the family side of things, the tickets and the pre-Wembley visit, maybe to go and have a look round for players that haven't been there.
Do you think that's important, to have a look at Wembley for players who haven't been there?
For some like to
envisage what they're doing. Some won't be fast, some will just get on with it. But that's my job, to work out who needs to do it and who doesn't. Give them that opportunity to do it, to make sure travel preparations, make sure that family tickets, everything's all taken care of early in the week. So by sort of now and onwards, we completely focus on the football side of things. And then it's me making sure the team's tactically set up right against Barnsley and the players are physically in the right place for the game, and just try and pass on a little bit of experience. You know, Stevie Morrison, Jimmy Abdu, Tony Craig, David Ford all played for this club in finals. Now we can pass on the little detail, the smaller detail, but how to approach the game.
Have you pictured in your mind leading your players out at Wembley?
To be honest, no, I haven't. All I'm focusing on is the game and preparing the players, to be honest, to what lies ahead. You know, I think you start getting too far advanced of thinking about leading the team out and where you're going and what you're doing. You know, if successful or unsuccessful, you take your focus away from what's important. And the important thing for me is the players, for the period they're on the pitch, 90 minutes, 120 minutes, penalties, whatever it is to make sure that they're completely focused. Other than that, for me as a manager, it's easy. It's my job.
As Neil Harris mentioned there, Steve Morrison is one of the Lions' more experienced players.
I said, a few lads have said, what's it like? And I said, well, it's just a bigger ground. There'll be a few more people there than normal, but it's a game of football at the end of the day. Two teams, green grass, white lines, two goals. It is what it is. You've got to go there, as you said. You're right, you've got to play the game. We'll have a game plan, what we've been doing all season, and you can't move away from that. You just got to continue. As soon as you go there and start trying to do something different and play different and be something you're not, it'll all go to pot. So I said, anyone who's asked me, I've just said to them, let me go there, do what you've been doing all season, nothing changes, and if we do that, we'll get the right result.
It's all right saying that, but a couple of minutes to kick off when the nerves start jangling and you're hoping that the players don't freeze on the big occasion, aren't you?
Yeah, of course, you're going to be nervous, but I think you've got to use that nerves in the right way. You can't crumble, and it's good to get a touch nice and early, and if it needs to go in the stand, stick it in the stand. If it needs to be hooked in the corner, put it in the corner. I mean, we don't have to start. We're playing on a nice pitch and you're playing in front of however many people on TV and you're playing at Wembley. You have to start trying to quiff it on the edge of your own box. So just do what you've been doing all season, and I think your nerves quickly go. I think everyone would say that. You get nervous initially building up. I mean, I'd get nervous building up. If I didn't, I'd be worried. So it gives you that little edge. And once you start, then I think you settle down.
Barnsley, they've done a double over you this season as well. How good a side are they? Bearing in mind as well, that playoff momentum just sneaking into the playoffs within the last game or two as well.
Both teams, I think, have been in very, very good form. They've kicked on since Christmas. We've kicked on since Christmas. And going into the game, we're both two teams that have won a hell of a lot of games, and one of them on the road, one of them at home. So they've done a double over us, and in those two games, they were better than us on the day. But we would definitely say that we weren't at our best. So hopefully, if we can be at our best on Sunday, then it'll be a different result.
And how are you enjoying, this is your third spell back at the club, how have you enjoyed your football this season? You're scoring plenty of goals, leading the line. Are you enjoying being a captain, a leader, and someone who's experienced and guiding the younger players at the club?
Yeah, I've thoroughly enjoyed it. Do you know what I mean? It's mostly I'd say it's been one of my best seasons in football. Everything's kind of come together this year. Do you know what I mean? I'm top assist at the club. I'm second top goal scorer. I've been captain for a large part of the season, and
you're doing all right,
aren't you? I'm doing all right. So it's all ended up in a playoff final, and to win there would, for me personally, would cap a very good year, considering I've had a couple of years that have been null and void, really, pretty boring, not really done much for one reason or another. Yeah, I've come back here and most probably proved a few people wrong.
Warren Horton with the questions there at Millwall. Opponents Barnsley were bottom of League One towards the end of last year and have gone on a fabulous run since then, culminating in a playoff semi-final win over Walsall. Paul Heckingbottom is caretaker manager and has already tasted victory at Wembley this season in the JPT.
It sounds daft, but you don't know how you're going to be or what it's going to be like till you're doing it. In terms of looking back, I never look back and reflect on our playing. It was always about next game and moving on, and probably been even more like that while we've been in charge here. And I think it's a good way to look at it, really. If you dwell on something you've done, you can't live off that. You have to go and win something else. And that's it. Yeah, that's well and truly in the past now. There might be, you know, memories and things done about 10 years, 20 years, whatever it may be for the club, because it was such a big occasion, big event. But in terms of us and as a team and me personally, what it means, it's gone. It's the next thing. What's next?
What is next for you personally? Apart from this game, I mean,
it's the eternal question. Caretaker, you're not manager. How do you feel about that?
Nothing at all. Just I don't really think about when the questions get asked. As far as I'm concerned, obviously the first game was strange, difficult circumstances. We just got to Wembley in a short turnaround. We were then playing Bury at home. And me and Tommy had to get the team ready, and it was a case of the manager had gone after the Lord Mayor's parade. We were really trying to guard against that. So that was a strange one, but I was glad it came so quickly. And then we got a great result. But literally since then, I've just been doing the job. You know what I mean? Regardless what your title is, I do the job the same way, and that's to try and win the next game. So it's not made the blind bit of difference to me.
Do you feel in any way that your hopes of landing the job depend on this game, or do you think that wouldn't be a factor either way?
No, I don't think that would be a factor. What's riding on this game is getting in the Championship. And that's personally would be a massive thing for me, both professionally and the fact that I'm a Barnsley fan. For the club, it's massive financially, status, trying to attract new players. And for the playing staff themselves, you know, until it happens to them, they know what they're playing for. You know, all of a sudden then they're Championship players. With that comes the status, the reputation, they've won another trophy. So regardless of the extra money they may get in the contracts and what they're playing for in that aspect, all of a sudden on their CV they've got wins, and any future potential employers are seeing successful players. So there's all sorts riding on it, and literally that's our approach. What happens after the game, then we can start discussing things, and the players are the same mindset. And one's in contract, one's out of contract, exactly the same. It's get the win. If you don't win, it's irrelevant, you're still in the same place.
Midfielder Conor Hourihan has chipped in with 11 goals in all competitions for Barnsley this season.
The mood in the camp is one of relaxed, really. Just looking forward to the occasion. You know, we've worked hard all season to achieve and to get to games like this. We've had one already, obviously, at Wembley in the JPT final, so we know what's in store. So we're just looking forward to getting down there and getting it underway, I think, really, and we're doing the preparations now every day.
You say you've worked hard all season. Some people would say that you've done it in half a season. Mm. I mean, you were bottom in December. It's an incredible story. How's that been done?
Yeah, listen, I think, you know, we would say that we've worked hard all season, but maybe the luck has gone for us in the second half of the season. You know, I thought we never got beat 4-5-0, really, in the first half of the season. Was always, you know, maybe that rubber green not going our way. We kept working hard in the training ground, and we knew it would turn, and luckily enough it has turned. It's turned in a very good way, because obviously we haven't lost that many games, but ultimately we're looking for that one big last performance at the weekend, because, you know, if we get over the line, then we can think it's a fantastic season.
Football is full of stories of managers getting sacked. I mean, Barnsley were the exception to the rule.
Yeah.
Lee Johnson was in charge. It was 8 successive defeats at one time. Were the players looking and thinking, oh, any second now, any minute now, the manager's going to go? What was the feeling at that time?
Yeah, I suppose there was a lot of rumours at the time that the manager's going to get the sack, however, but listen, that wasn't to be the case. You know, we turned it around. Credit to everyone at the club for pulling in the right direction. I think the JPT games came at the right time. It gave us that freedom to forget about the league, forget about the position that we were in. And we just went out there with freedom and we got the results. And eventually, them results turned into league results as well. So it was pleasing that we turned around at the right time. Because obviously, come December time, you're thinking, are we going to be in a relegation scrap for the rest of the season? But full credit to the lads. We've all pulled in the right direction. The club have, the staff have, you know, everyone has. And you need that. And I think, you know, the team bonding and the team effort from everyone has really showed.
On loan at Barnsley is Manchester United striker Ashley Fletcher. He was on target at Wembley in the JPT victory and also netted in the playoff semi with Walsall. So any nerves going into this final with Millwall?
No, not really. I think our performances over the last couple of months have been justified, and I think that we'll go to Wembley full of confidence, really, and obviously being in the JPT final at Wembley, that does help.
You obviously like the place, got to like the place. Good experiences. Is that important to recreate those in the mind before Sunday's game?
Yeah, I think so. All the players will be visualising what happened last time at Wembley, and hopefully we can take that confidence and form onto the pitch on Sunday.
Because, of course, you started badly in that game and it finished really well. So you know the experience of coming through a big game at Wembley when you could have wilted, really, in that situation.
Yeah, I think we could have. But I think, again, that's down to the players and the close-knit group we are. We've got a huge bond off the field, and that really helps us again on the pitch as well.
You're one of the younger players, but it's such a young team. Does that make you feel more at home?
Yeah, I think so. I think we've all got similar interests. We all have each other's back, so the players since I've come in have been great, and we've really picked up our form, and we'll, like I say, we'll go to Wembley full of confidence.
Plenty of goals in the team. Yourself, Sam Winnall, Conor Hourihan. You seem to be able to score from any number of positions.
Yeah, definitely. We've got a lot of ability here, and scoring goals hasn't really been a problem. Sam's been on fire. He's got 25 goals, and Conor's chipped in with 10 from midfield, which is massive. But again, that's down to every single player, whether that's creating chances and also defending as well. The back four have been keeping clean sheets, as the goalkeeper. So, no, it's been a real team effort.
When you were at Wembley before, it was a trophy. I mean, this time it means so much more, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think so, to the town. But we'll go with the same mindset that it's just another game we need to win against a League One team. No, we won't treat it any differently. The occasion might be different, but our game doesn't change. We'll play to our strengths and try and counteract their weaknesses.
Alan Biggs putting the questions. He also spoke with Barnsley Chief Executive Ben Mansford about the terrific second half of the season, which reminded him of something from 12 years ago.
I sort of remember, was it Ian Dowie at Crystal Palace?
Yes, 2004.
That they came from a long way back, didn't they? Ian was in a similar situation when he took over at Palace, and then they ended up beating West Ham, didn't they? That was at the Millennium, I believe, from memory. So I sort of think of that, which would be, 12 years ago now. My memory doesn't stretch back to anything much before that. So that's kind of where we were. When Conor scored a fantastic goal to equalise against Sheffield United, we ended up with 18 points from 20 games. So now I've took 2+ points from all the rest of our games and end up reaching 70 points and reaching 70 goals out of 46 league games is a testament to the hard work of the players in particular. So to be... So the song went for the Johnson's Paint Trophy from rock bottom to hecking bottom. I think, you know, that's fantastic words, whoever came up with that.
Very good, very good. Hecking bottom is still, though, a caretaker manager and has been throughout a lot of this revival, albeit it started under Lee Johnson. Is he going to remain a caretaker manager when he walks out at Wembley?
Well, look, I saw Steve Bruce actually do something in the media last day or two about the sort of length of a managerialship being quite tenuous now. So I've explained to Paul that the average League One manager lasts about 13 months. So these 4 or 5 months he's had as caretaker are just a real bonus. But in all seriousness, Paul's somebody that I've seen develop as a coach at Barnsley Football Club. He's somebody that was already part of the first team coaching staff under Danny Wilson and latterly Lee Johnson. He's somebody that we believed was ready. He's had an opportunity to prove he's ready, and he's taken that, wrestled it to the floor and absolutely smashed it. And we will sit down with Paul as soon as the season's over and discuss that. I think what everybody understands in football is that when you actually get into the nitty-gritty of contracts, when you have to adopt negotiating positions, and when you both sort of sensibly asserting your positions and wanting to get to a certain point as part of a negotiation, and that takes time, and that can involve external advisors as well. And I think what we don't want to do is allow those detailed discussions, those really important negotiations about the specifics, the crossing of the T's, the dotting of the I's, to take any focus away from Paul's energy and desire and commitment to make sure we try and get the best result possible.
Does this game and the result of it have any bearing at all on Paul Heckingbottom's future?
No, not as far as we're concerned, no. No, not at all. No, Paul knows what we think of him. Paul knows we'll sit down with him at the first opportunity. And it's about clearing enough sensible, sufficient space to ensure that you have those meaningful discussions and that they can play out without in any way detracting from what's an incredibly important game on Sunday.
You can hear live commentary of Millwall against Barnsley on TalkSport on Sunday afternoon. You're listening to TalkSport. This is Up the League. The last of the three playoff finals is on Monday when Plymouth Argyle face AFC Wimbledon. The sides finished 5th and 7th respectively in the regular season in League Two. Plymouth beat Portsmouth in the semi-finals, and the Green Army are heading to Wembley in big numbers, over 30,000 tickets sold. So Derek Adams' men will have plenty of support.
Had a very good week training. I think the players are focused now and looking forward to Monday.
think that you know, shown over the season we can score goals. We've got players that want to play in the big occasion. I think that it's important that we do look at the opposition, but it's vitally important that we look how, you know, we can cause trouble to Wimbledon. You know, this season we provided, you know, a creative style to our game, and going to Wembley, we need to do that. It's a big occasion. It's not just another game. It's a massive football match for both sides, and you know, the winner takes all, and they get into the league above.
33,000 plus going to Wembley.
Without a doubt, and you know, they supported us throughout the season fantastically well. But whatever they've got to remember, it means a great deal to the staff and players at this football club, and it probably means more to us than anybody else, because it's our career that is at stake, and we're looking to be successful. And if we can do that, then with the supporters at this football club, then we can go a long way. You know, towards the end of the season, we've looked strong as a group and individually as well. And you know, we go to Wembley. It's a fantastic playing surface, and we're hopeful that that suits us. And the pitch dimensions are exactly the same as they are at Home Park, and they're hopeful that that'll help us on the day. I mean, the two games against Portsmouth were big, big games, and this one is exactly the same on Monday. We've had to play in a high-pressure situation away to Portsmouth, where their fans, you know, put us under immense pressure, and we've dealt with that well. We've come back here and had to deal with the expectation of the home fans as well. And we know that the players can perform on the big stage. They've shown that, and we'll need to do that on Monday.
Plymouth needed an injury time goal to dispose of Portsmouth to get to Wembley. And attacker Graham Carey says they go into Monday's match with plenty of confidence.
Yeah, it's really high, obviously, after what's been a great two legs and getting the win in such a big game. And obviously everyone was on a big high the last few days, but now it's time to work.
What about these fans? I mean, you play for Celtic, obviously, so you know all about big followings, but not bad for a League Two side.
Yeah, hopefully we're on the right road to bringing the club back to where we should be, and hopefully that'll be League One next season, and we're 90 minutes away from doing that.
Because you're playing Wimbledon, and Wimbledon was where it all began, if you like. You came to the club in the summer along with another number of Derek Adams signings and scored in that game as well, so it's all sort of back where we started, right?
Yeah, and I think we'll take away from that game the amount of pressure they put us under in the first 20 minutes, and it looked like it was going to be a long start of the season, but we showed great character in that game to come through, and I think it's something that we've really developed over the season, is the character and the team, and obviously the recruitment side of it has been first class. I think we've got injuries at really bad times of the season, and the manager has been able to find a player and bring someone in to replace that, and someone like Jamil's come in and hit the ground running and scored so many important goals. And but as a team and as a squad and as a club, I think we've all gelled this season, and it's hopefully it's going to be topped off with a great day at Wembley. My family's never been there before. I've never been there. It's only half a job done. If you don't, there's no point in enjoying the occasion if we can't get a result.
You say it doesn't matter who scores the goals, but it'd be lovely to score the winner to win promotion from the Vanguard at Wembley, wouldn't it?
I think everyone would take that. But as I said, the team and the club is more important than any individual. And as we've done on Sunday, we'll take the same goal again. Deflection doesn't really matter. Once we win, that's the most important thing.
As for opponents, Wimbledon, they've managed a number of promotions to rise through the non-league ranks. But this, of course, would top them all. Boss Neil Ardley is delighted to be leading his team to Wembley.
Yeah, the nerve-wracking. You take it stage by stage. First and foremost, can you get there? And that was a relief. Right, we've made them. And then you make them and you go, right, we're in them to win now. We want to get a Wembley. So that Wednesday night at Accrington, to achieve that and get to Wembley and know what you was going to bring to this club, that was so immense and so emotional. Now you've got to Wembley. The next stage is we've got to win this game. Now we need to win it. Now how are we going to win it? And so on and so forth. So playoffs, what are they like? They're tough because the first game's cagey. You don't want to be out of the game. We've seen a couple of teams lose 3-0 and be out. So the first game, and then the second game, you're kind of either chasing the game or holding on to a lead. So they're different. They're different games and different mindsets. I think it should be changed, to be fair. I think the playoffs should always stand because it keeps the season alive. I think there should be a slight advantage to the teams that finish higher, in my opinion. I think too often now the team that finishes sixth or seventh are going on and winning, which is us in this case. But
I was about to say that.
Yeah, no, they are. But, you know, you can be 15 points behind a team and where's the advantage, home and away? I don't get, you know, maybe a one-legged game where the team who finish higher get the home game. I don't know. But there should be looked into. The playoffs are exciting, but should be an advantage for finishing higher, I think.
And in terms of this club,
your history with this club as well, I'm trying to think of a better person to lead out this club with the potential of going into League One.
It is a nice story. You know, when I, the first season I took over, when we stayed up in the last day of the season, I just felt all the way along that me and this club were destined not to get relegated that year. We were destined, you know, it wasn't meant, it's not meant to happen with me at the helm. And now we're at Wembley and I've taken us there. I'm starting to think maybe there's a destiny there for us as well, because, you know, obviously it is a very unique thing for me being at the club when I was 11 years of age.
How do you, with your background and the people here who started the club from nothing, how do you get that across to the players and the enormity of what they're about to achieve, hopefully?
The players know. They know what they're fighting for. They know what's happened at this club. This group know more than any other group I've worked with what this club's about. So they know. And, you know, Robbo said something the other day in his Player of the Year speech that, you know, we're here to leave a legacy. We want this club to mark us down as the team that took them to the next level. And they've got a real steel determination to achieve something for this club. And they don't need me to tell them that.
Plymouth as well, let's not forget them, they're a good side. You beat them at their place and they beat you at your place as well. What sort of team are you expecting to take on?
A very good one. They'll move the ball around, they've got pace, they've got strength, they've got all the qualities you need. First game of the season we played them, they did a good job on us. Early season I think they were in better form than us. Back end of the season we were slightly better than them. I don't think any of it will have a massive bearing on the game. I think there's not much between the teams. I think they probably deserve to be slight favourites, bigger club. But I think both teams will show respect. I think Derek's done a wonderful season in his first year in charge, and they've got some really good players that you'd want to be in your squad. And I think hopefully they'll think that about one or two of ours. So I think there'll be maximum respect. And I think on the day it will be who can handle it all, who can focus on the performance and that little slice of luck or moment that will change it.
As far as the players on the pitch, don't leave it out there, no regrets.
Of course, and that can easily be done if you don't accept that it's not just a normal game. You've got to accept it's not a normal game. We're about to walk out on the greatest stadium in football, and you know, we need to accept that, embrace that, try and enjoy that, and then help give ourselves a chance of performing.
22 goals in 47 appearances this season for Wimbledon striker Lyle Taylor. He's feeling relaxed ahead of Monday's big game.
To me, it's another game of football. Yeah, okay, there's more riding on it, but it's just another game of football. The occasion probably doesn't hit you until after, and you won't realise the significance of it until a long time after. But, I mean, it's nice to have achieved what we've achieved so far, and hopefully we'll continue and go and achieve a bit more.
But you know what I mean? The neutrals love these games. There's, as you said, there's so much riding on them, and the level of intensity and the games, they go up a notch, don't they? You must feel it as a player being involved in them as well, especially against Accrington.
Yeah, I mean, it did. But I mean, I went into the Accrington game thinking, we've played against these a few days previously. We had too much room. As long as we keep a good defensive shape, we'll be fine. And then it doesn't quite go to plan, as things don't normally in this world, and you end up 2-0 down, and then you're chasing the game, and you're thinking, I don't know how we're going to get back in this. But when you've got someone like Barry who never ever stops running, and you've got someone like B who can do things that nobody else can do, you find a way of getting back in the game.
And in terms of your partnership with the other strikers, what is the beast like being around as well, in terms of how you work off him as well as a strike partnership as well?
He does his bit, I do mine. It's like, I mean, we say little and large, but I'm bigger than him. I'm taller than him. So it's not really a little and large, it's a large and larger, let's say, where he does his bit and then I do mine off of him.
But it's a bit of a throwback, isn't it? Because you go up to the higher levels of the game and there's so many teams now who don't play with, they play with one striker and a couple of wingers behind them or a so-called at number 10. There aren't that many partnerships anymore.
No, there aren't. And my partnership with Bayo is pretty much the same as my partnership with Tom. I mean, they do their side of it and I do mine and we come together and hope at the end of the game that we've done enough as a two to get ourselves a good result.
And your time at Falkirk, you've played in some big games up there at Hampden, at Wembley. How important is it that you play the game and not the occasion?
I've had this conversation a few times and I think you have to enjoy the occasion that's come about, and it's a kick about my mates. It just happens to be at Wembley, which you can't do that every week, unfortunately.
That's an interesting mindset, because people listening to it are thinking, hang on a minute, he's talking about a huge game at Wembley that means so much to this, in a way, unique club because of their history, and you're saying it's a kick about with your mates.
Yeah. they are my mates, and I'm going to go and have a kick about
them. How do you conceptualise that, though?
It's not like anything previously experienced, if I'm honest. But I think if you put too much attention and too much focus into the experience and the occasion, it will get away from you, and you'll forget to play your game. And at the end of the day, I'm going there to do my job. I'm not going there to have a party or enjoy being around X number of fans or anything. I'm going to do my job, and my job just happens to be done with X number of people watching and with my mates.
That way of thinking, that the way you kind of compartmentalise, is that part of the work you've been doing with the sports psychology as well? Is that what helps you arrive at where you are mentally?
Yeah, I suppose to an extent, but beyond that, that's me. I'm not the nervous type. I'm not the type that will step back and go, oh wow, what am I going to do now? There's all these people watching. Right, I'll play in front of 50,000 people. I've played in front of 50,000 people, so that's fine. So I ain't got a problem with that. Yeah, it's the most important game I've ever been part of. But so I'll worry about that closer to the time. Right now, I'll get my body right and get myself right to go and work hard.
But you're very relaxed and very level attitude. Do you think that kind of helps and rubs off on some of the other players around you who probably are a little bit more edgy or probably a little bit more nervous and think about things a little bit more than you?
No, I wouldn't say my influence is on the group in that way. I'd say there are other more calming influences in the likes of Paul Robinson and Bayo and Barry and even members of staff. But first and foremost, you have to worry about yourself and make sure your preparation's right, and that's what I'm worrying about. If that rubs off on the team and it's a positive reaction and a positive vibe that they're getting, then that's great.
You've mentioned the coaching staff. I'm interested to hear your thoughts on the manager, Neil Ardy. What is he like? What's he like to work with?
Meticulous. The gaffer plans everything down to the last detail. That's probably one of the reasons we are here, because at the start of the season, He had a dream, he had an ideal, and he knew what he wanted to do. After 6 or 7 games, you could probably ask him if it was possible, and he'd have said, honestly, off the record, maybe not. But we've managed to do it. We've got here. So it's an extra game that wasn't ever expected to be had. So we might as well go and enjoy it.
As far as the fans are concerned, what do you think they're thinking about the prospect of League One football or the prospect of facing MK Dons in a league game? It's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting, but to be honest with you, we're worried about the game in front of us. That's the most important game, and we're worrying about ourselves. We can only take care of ourselves, so we take care of ourselves and then we'll enjoy our summer.
We've mentioned this club, the special history it has. It's a very relatively young club as well. When you're here, when you're integrating with the fans, do you sense that? Do you sense that sense of history and that sense of achievement that could be happening with this club as well?
It's strange because, I mean, this club's a teenager. In its guise as AFC Wimbledon, this club is a teenager. It's very rare to be part of something, especially in football, a part of a club that is younger than you. In professional football, it's unheard of. If we achieved what we'd like to achieve, I don't think you could possibly even comprehend how big that would be for the fans. I don't think we could even comprehend, because yeah, okay, we're part of it and we're important and we're the ones that run around and score the goals and keep clean sheets and do what we do, but we're not the ones who have dragged or built something. I said earlier, the only thing I could possibly even liken this to would be bringing up a child, because at the end of the day, that's what they were. They've made a baby, they've brought the baby up, and now the baby's looking like the baby might do something successful. So let's hope the baby can go out there, or the young child now can go out there and finish off what the child started.
Lyle Taylor in conversation with Warren Horton. Live commentary of Wimbledon and Plymouth on TalkSport 2 on Monday from 3. That's all from us for now. We'll be back at the same time next week with a review of the playoffs and the season as a whole.